Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back live to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of Kings himself, the man that is ready to take the office in the big White House. Next Wednesday, I am your future president, the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the jealous one, the one who can't stand me, who envies me all the time, who try to put me down every week on the show. But it fails all the time. Feels like a coup d'etat last week. I give you, what's his name again? Oh, Sean Black.
Sean Black in the building once again. Good grief. You know, we've been doing this show almost 6 years, and it never ceases to amaze me what comes out of your face every week.
Hey, you gotta admit, I'm original, you know. I'm not the hot rod for nothing.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Well, I'll leave that for another conversation.
Okay. So basically you're going to call me after the show where we're going to discuss the issues. But besides that, you know the number, guys, 347-98. Yeah, what's the number again? It's been a while.
Good grief. 989-8402.
The number once again is 347-989-8402. You know what? There's a lot to talk about. Let's get right into it, because last Thursday, you, Lady T, Kato, Brother B, and probably the most callers we had in a very long time had to a lot to say about the seizure that happened on Capitol Hill. But besides that, and I will get to Lady T right now, besides that, there was some breaking news that Sean Black told me earlier, and Brother B, about with the protests that happened last week, the FBI have learned, which I don't believe it 100%, they have learned that there have been plans for more protests or more armed guards to attack the Capitol building in each state. Now, do you believe that will actually happen, or do you think it's just a scare tactic? And also have Lady T and Brother B on the line. But Sean Black, I'll go with you first.
Well, if anybody doesn't believe that something like that can't happen, look at what we just saw last Wednesday. So if this is apparently a credible source to the FBI, if they are saying this through a memo and there were voicemails to media literally doing the death threat calls and, well, if something doesn't happen, et cetera, things are going to change, there's going to be civil war, et cetera, et cetera. This is something, as I said last week, it's one of those things where you take a taser to a hornet's nest. Eventually what's going to happen is all of those hornets are going to come out of that beehive and they're going to start to sting. And what you've seen now is that you can't corral all of the hornets once they're out there all over the place. Like the murder hornets that we were talking about a couple months back, supposedly spreading all over the country at some point. This is what's happening right now. I don't know if we're going to see 50 insurrection attempts around the country, but I wouldn't put it past this country based on what we saw just a couple of months ago when we had the Michigan Capitol get protests going up to the door and literally getting in the faces of the security, trying to rush the Capitol building in Michigan and try to go after Governor Whitmer, who was there. And if you recall, they were trying to actually kidnap her and strap her to a bridge and do all kinds of stuff to her.
And once again, what's the point of all of that? What are they going to get out of that? And how is that democracy or patriotic?
You want to know what they're getting out of it? Exactly what they're getting right now, which is chaos and anarchy. What we've seen now is that this president, who is without question is the one of the single reasons why all of this is happening, and this has been going on for a long time. It's been brewing and brewing and brewing. At some point, that pot is going to boil over when you continue to add heat to this pot. And all of these combustible elements with race, job loss, the pandemic, all of the things that have been going on in this country, you're starting to see now all of these things that are continuing to happen now. And is, if I think that it's going to be complete anarchy as far as all 50 capitals from what this report is saying, I don't know, but we can't summarily dismiss that it can't happen.
Okay, Lady T, what's your takeaway from this report that we heard from today about being the capital takeover that might happen in the next couple of days before the big day on Wednesday?
Didn't I tell y'all to just wake me up when it's inauguration? I didn't, like, care about any of this.
Oh. It's Twilight Zone, isn't it?
Because let me explain something to you, right? This don't look like our problem. I already said this to Hot Rod when you text me.
Yes.
Like, it's beyond embarrassing to me. It's like a reality show type something before he has to leave. He has to I don't know what is going on. It's too chaotic for me. All right, so you said they wanna do all 50 capitals or whatever you said, Sean Black.
Yes.
For what? And what is that going to do? What is going to happen? Is it going to change who's the president? What is it possibly going to do other than more people getting hurt, God forbid, more people getting killed? What is really going to be the purpose served here? Like, it's really sad to see that it's like the country is at war with its own self, all because Trump has to leave. His term is done. That's what happens to presidents. This is not a little kindergarten class where the kids will kick over the chairs and throw around the toys. That's what it's looking like right now to me. It's like, it's over.
Hmm? Yeah, but like, Trump said that he won. He has 75 million voters. Right. He won. It's a voter fraud.
Okay. It is not a fraud. It is what it is. Accept it. Go ahead for re-election next time. What's the problem?
And that's what the
impeachment
is. What
is the real problem?
The real problem.
That's what they're talking about impeachment for. But go ahead, Sean. That's good to
bring. The real problem is that when certain people are disenfranchised and they don't have what they're looking for from government, because we've heard this not only from just black people, but from a lot of white people that think that their government has abandoned them. We heard about all the jobs that were lost in the Midwest and in the Rust Belt, farmers that lost their jobs, they couldn't keep jobs because all of the increasing amount of jobs and a lot of the bulk of a lot of work going overseas, et cetera, et cetera. People using computers and replacing machinery, et cetera.
All of those things are still going on. Excuse me, Sean Black, when Trump was in office, it was still going on, correct? He's still in office, right?
Of course, exactly.
So why didn't they do that before voting then? You should have caused the uproar then.
Mm-hmm. And I think where we see this happening now is that what we'll have to give credit to Trump about is that he knew how to play that against the rest of the country and use that to his advantage. And bring all of that fear and anger toward not only the government, but to people that did not look like themselves and rattle that cage. And that brought those people out there to vote thinking that this president was looking out for them. When all he really did was pad the lead to himself and get much more profit, much more control, and even more so much more power. And that power is something that this president does not want to lose. And the people that voted for him don't want to seem like the person that they voted for is going to lose that power because in their minds, they're now losing out on that power or that influence to that power. And this is where all this, this extra anger and the bottled up racism that we're seeing, all of those things that came out during a lot of this. I mean, when we looked at the videos of people getting into the Capitol building, I actually saw people in T-shirts wearing Auschwitz, like, you know,
yes.
concentration camp shirts. I
yes.
saw people with Confederate flags, you know. There was a storm. There was a section of people from that riot group that wanted to actually go and execute the Vice President of the United States just because he wouldn't, quote-unquote, in their mind, turn over the Electoral College votes to make sure that Donald Trump won, which is something that the Vice President does not have the power to do anyway.
Okay.
This is the madness that's going to happen.
547, I will get to you in a few minutes, but first, Brother B, take it away.
Greetings and salutations, everyone.
Greetings and salutations.
Hello.
First of all, Hot Rod, when you next time you introduce Sean Black, you have to say verbose host with the perfect afro. Okay?
Oh, my God.
That's what you have to say to Sean Black. All right? You can't – you gotta put that out there. The verbose host with the perfect afro.
Thank
and,
you.
Okay. I will put that in my notes for next week.
And then you gotta put the sultry Lady T and then and so on. You gotta spice this up. Gotta spice it up.
Oh. But listen, Sean Black and Lady T, they're big eagles already. I don't want to post the Eagles
up
anymore.
Oh, please, no, we don't. You need to stop.
Let me get this straight. This is coming from the guy that started off the show saying he's the future president.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's your point? But tell your brother.
No. That whole little, I mean, there may be chatter, but let me tell you something. They're going to keep that where it's at because you come up north, there's certain places you just can't go with that because people will get shot. People are going to get hurt. You can't go everywhere with that. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, what we're seeing right here is just a real bad movie. And, you know, I mean, I'm enjoying my popcorn, but we're just seeing a real bad movie. I don't know what was the purpose or what they think they were trying to accomplish by going into the Capitol, because basically you're just showing the world how much, how savage and ignorant you really are by trying to overthrow the so-called, like, America's supposed to be the land of the free, home of the brave, right? So what's the problem? What's up with the, you know, you talk about Blue Lives Matter, but yet you killed a cop. You killed the police officer. And people, and the sad part is, he was crushed, and they dragged another one. I mean, come on. And the sad part is they're going to get away with it. So now you're even showing even more of us in this country, other ethnicities in the world, that there is a double standard that only applies to certain people. This kind of goes beyond white privilege. This is just savages versus the insane. Like
okay.
This,
I'm sorry, Brother B. Go ahead.
Nah.
Okay, 547. Do you have a question or would you like to make a statement? Okay. Now, carry on, Brother B. Do you have a question?
Listen. It's going to be what it is, man. What we saw was just disgusting. And the fact that when I was reading the article about how they were talking about they were going to the bathroom inside the hallways and in the rooms, I mean, you have...
Yeah, Hakeem Jeffries had somebody actually urinate in his office, either on the desk or near his chair.
This is America at its most ratchetest, ghettoest point right now.
But
and I want to know what the other countries are saying about us right now.
I don't think so. I don't think so. This is who
they
are.
Oh, my gosh.
This is who they
are. It's so ratchet.
Who invented ratchet? Who invented it? They invented
this
it.
This is what I think is happening outside of the country. I think what a lot of countries I think that a lot of countries that look at the United States like allies, I'm not talking about, you know, enemies, et cetera, but the allies of the United States that looked up to the U.S., were looking at these 4 years and saying, okay, when is the real United States actually going to show up? And they're looking looking partially in horror because they don't recognize what this country is. And then at the same time, they're laughing in the sense that this is a comedy, not in a funny ha-ha comedy, but in a tragic sort of way. And
no, Sean, I disagree.
That's what I
now,
think
Sean,
a lot
would,
of countries
would
are looking
you saying that, right, Sean Black? Would you
mm-hmm.
think right now, just like I've seen people lose sponsorships over stupid stuff like this, do you really
yeah.
think that some of these countries are going to sponsor us, help us? Like,
no.
seriously right now?
When we're getting advice from Turkey about how to deal with insurrections, that tells you how far the United States has fallen. Think about that.
This is Sean, America right now is love and hip-hop, the girl version. This is America right now. As the rest of the world is watching us, laughing, enjoying the popcorn. Now, you know what? This is what you get. You chose Trump. Now you put say, Sean, but in general, we chose Trump. This is what we get. We deserve.
And mind you, to add to what you just said, all of this is happening in the middle of a pandemic, the worst pandemic we've seen in almost 100 years. That's the craziest part about this whole thing.
Congress needs to add a new law. No more reality show stars can run.
And, okay, I have to go to K-Dog now. K-Dog, would you like to add on to this?
Good evening, everybody. This right here, watching the world was watching this bad comedy. I'm going to call it bad comedy because in theater there's tragic comedy. This was by far a horrible one. Like Brother B said, to echo what he said, you know, what were you going to prove by doing that? And Donald Trump, you know, again, poured the gas over the fire by telling the people we're going to march. And, of course, his other puppet, his son, and, of course, Rudolph Giuliani, who, by the way, they're thinking of removing him from the bar, by the way, because of this. People don't realize how bad it was, how ugly it was. It made front page in every newspaper in foreign lands, France, London, the Middle East, it all made front page of people breaking down the doors inside the U.S. Capitol. And Sean used to talk about they're urinating in Hakeem Jeffries' office. You know, some offices, they defecated on the floors. I'm keeping it clean.
Yeah.
They defecated on the floors of some of the offices. They even wrote threatening letters, threatening notes to the senators. And they even chanted, while they were breaking in, chanting, hang Pence, hang Pence. Some of them even said like this, let's kill Nancy Pelosi. They have they're placing death threats on President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and Nancy Pelosi. This has gotten really bad. This is how bad it is. And you know what? This is America. Like I said it before, when I was talking to a couple of friends of mine, they were all saying the same thing. This is America. Wow, look at this. And they're catching them one by one.
I got to ask you guys, right? Did they get the black kid that had the knapsack on? Did they find him? Because I'm sure he's going to be the first one they're going to want to rat on all their asses.
Don't be shocked if that happens. Don't be shocked because, you know.
They captured like, what, maybe 80 people so far?
Yeah.
Out of the thousands that was in the riot? Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised.
Because the FBI is looking at these pictures, from what I heard in the news today. Yeah, they're looking at these pictures.
But K-Law, I'll do you one better. They capture all these people, right? Do you know that Trump could pardon them before he leave office?
And that's the messed up part about it. But you know what, Trump? What is, you know, Donald Trump? It's like, man, we knew this. This comes as no surprise because we actually knew this was going to happen. After all, this is Donald Trump. This is the narcissistic crybaby, egotistical, who's mad because how could I lose an election? Well, guess what? People voted, and you're finished. That's it. The people
but narcissists don't like to lose. They don't like to lose.
No, they don't like to lose. They don't like to. They become like spoiled brats throwing a tantrum on the floor. And for Hot Rod, Lady T, Brother B, you people are parents, and kids throwing themselves. What do spoiled kids do when they don't get what they want? They throw themselves on the floor and throw a tantrum.
Some kids, if the parent ignores them, they'll get over that. They won't do it again.
Because look at Donald Trump. He's using Donald Trump is throwing a tantrum. He lost an election.
Brother B, there's a question you'd like to ask the panel. Oh, you forgot.
I got it, because I'm also going to speak about it tomorrow. But the question I do have is this. When I say we, I don't mean we per se, but are we creating a new generation of racists or racism? And where do you think it's headed?
I think we're creating a new generation of rebels.
Exactly.
It's a big difference.
Well,
or maybe rebellious racist. I don't know what you would call this. These new things.
You know
the reason
it is?
Why? The reason. Wait, real quick. The reason why I ask, because just take a step back and let's look at it from maybe the younger people's perspective, where they're out here, where they're sitting back looking at this. They're sitting back, feeling threatened. The Trayvon Martins, the George Floyds. They're seeing, you know, the Capitol being stormed. You know, Jason Blake. Not only do our, you know, melanated children, you know, concerned about their lives going forward, but then you have other ethnicities that are sitting back and like, well, damn, if the Caucasians are going crazy against the Caucasians, then they ain't no hope. So it's kind of I'm looking at it as what, like, people are now going to start to look at certain people funny. And I think with this new generation coming up who has the internet and they're more aware of a lot of things, they're going to kind of set their own tone.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, you guys are racist. This is racist. That's what, like, you know, once again, 2021, and we're still talking about racism. The biggest thing going.
I think it was never any hope anyway. But you want to say, you know, the Caucasians against the Caucasians, and we'll look at it as no hope. It's been no hope when people got their, you know, other people foot on their neck, got killed in chokeholds. Was it any hope when we had slavery? What is hope for this country? I think that's what the next president needs to think about right now. I mean, it's not his fault that this is happening, but it's something moving forward. How can you really rebuild America? We tried to make America great. We made it ratchet. You understand what I'm saying? So how do we make it really great?
Well, Lady T, to your point, I agree with you 100%, but what would be your first priority? Work on racism first, try to unite the country together, or try to control this pandemic? But remember, there's a pandemic going on.
I'll tell you which one would come first. Getting unity within the country first. People are forever and forever going to have racist thoughts. That's generational. Okay, I have white friends that had to put a stop to it at a certain point. You understand what I'm saying? That will say racism is taught. Okay? Right there, you're going to have to bring unity by bringing a safety net and peace for people to believe that they can all be unified. You're always going to have racists for the rest of your life. You're going to have it. It's going to be here. It's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
But you can bring unity and peace, and they need to create a safety net in order to do that. People do not feel safe right now.
Okay, and before I go to Phil, Sean, anything like to add on to this?
Yes, I'll add on to what Lady T said. There also has to actually be a belief that what you're doing in that direction works. Because you can teach all of the things that we learn. We usually learn as far as our personalities, et cetera. We usually learn in the first 5 to 10 years of life. So obviously you're going to make up your mind on certain things when you get older. But the foundation and basis of certain things of learning right from wrong, you learn that from when you're a child. And if you don't have that foundation that's not reinforced, you're going to start to grow up to, you know, like you usually hear, the serial killer started off by torturing little animals, setting little fires. And then it graduated from there because he or she entertained this notion that this little bad thing, oh, this is good. This is just the gateway into doing more reckless things. At some point, you have to start and intercept that evil mindset and bring options that will actually work to make sure that you don't get to the point where we're at now, where we're starting to see, we're seeing, you remember, you used to see talk shows of racists that had their children, and they're teaching their children racist thoughts to go out and say racist things on television, and then they grow up and do the same thing. So there has to be a break at some point to cut that part down and get those kinds of ideas going in a different direction, and that starts at home.
All right, Bill the Fish Man Fisher, what do you like to say?
What I like to say is, first of all, I'll recap what I said last Thursday, that I condemn what happened at the Capitol. I don't think it was a farce. It made this country a laughingstock. And believe it or not, two police officers from Rocky Mount, Virginia, which is about a 45-minute drive from where I live, they were placed on administrative leave because they were taking selfies at this thing at the protest. So who knows what's going to happen with them. Now, I said it to you, I said it in a couple of text messages to Hot Rod and Sean, I don't remember how many weeks ago, when we were talking about the year 2020. Racism did rear its ugly head in 2020, and we saw it with George Floyd, we saw it with the Breonna Taylor, et cetera. And it's like Lady T just alluded to, this country needs to come together on unity, because racism is it's going to be here, and we said it, I don't know how many times on the show, it's here, it's not going to go anywhere, but it's like she said, racism is taught. And I can tell you from experience, listen, you guys, Hot Rod, Sean, you guys knew my dad, and I am convinced, you know, when he was, my dad was a racist, I'm not going to lie. I mean, the N-word came out of his mouth, I don't know how many times. Now, whether he put on a facade, and you know, when he had his business on Park Slope, I'll never know, but you know what? For me, I don't act like that. I mean, I know Sean, I know Hot Rod, I know K-Dog. We know each other for over 20 years. I mean, I used to be friends with black people in high school. So, you know what? I choose to be better than what my dad was doing.
Okay. With that statement, I have to ask you this question, Phil. And please don't take this the wrong way, but I'm not attacking you with this question, but I just have to ask, because you've been a strong advocate for, you know, respecting the flag, you know, not taking a knee during the national anthem, standing up for the national anthem. And many times people have said this, taking a knee was a disrespect to the national anthem, America, and the vets and the armies, all that stuff. Now, we just saw what happened in the nation capital. Now, people with flags, Confederate flags, like Sean Beckett, Sean K-Dog said, you have protesters defacing, urinating, and people offices. The damage was done. Now, Colin Kaepernick, unfortunately, we have to say his name again, took a knee for social injustice. He did a peaceful protest. Last week was beyond a protest. It was a riot, it was a siege, it was chaos. Now, they say that's patriotic. Do you think, which one do you think is very disrespectful? What happened last week at the Capitol Hill? Or still, to your knowledge, taking a knee for the national anthem?
Well, if I had to choose the lesser of two evils, yes, Colin Kaepernick's taking a knee was a peaceful protest. But still, at the time, you know, everybody, you know, just was up in arms about it. At that particular point in time. But now, what we saw at the Capitol is just heresy, as far as I'm concerned. And
so you agree that
add,
it's 10 times worse than taking the knee. This is 10 times worse.
Yes, that was 10 times
worse.
You're destroying property. You know, urinating feces. I mean, people were just. I mean, people were just dumb.
Phil, I'm going to say right now that is probably the best description that you could say in one word, and that was heresy. I like that word.
Yes,
I like how it was, as far as the description of just everything that you were saying. It's the perfect description for all the chaos that has gone on. 100% pure grade A heresy. Thank you.
And I will tell you what Rudy Giuliani said, a trial by combat. Someone needs to tell him this is not Game of Thrones. We do not live in the world of Westeros. I mean,
add on to what you said, because of what Rudolph Giuliani did, they're thinking of this, of removing him from the bar, from him practicing law because of all this. There's going to be a lot of fallout because of this.
Why now, though?
It should have been done a long time ago.
And that was just a stupid thing to say, a trial by combat. If anybody knows.
Inciting the people. But that's exactly what both Rudolph Giuliani and Donald Trump did. Donald Trump Jr. was part of it, too. And you know what they did that was even more pitiful is that they went back to a tent and were playing music and having fun and watching this all unfold.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I don't know why you guys think – I'm sorry, but I have to jump the fence on this. Why is anybody surprised? This is making America great again. This is what it is. This is how it started.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that we've all heard stories and legends and myths, but it's true. We have people that have been preparing for this all their lives, preparing their children for this to overthrow the corrupt government. They still have that North and South divided ass attitude. There are people that they are so firmly rooted in this, it just goes beyond race. They just do not want to be controlled by what they deem a corrupt government. There are two different types of patriots in their world, and we've seen difference. The thing that we really need to be in fear of is all these people that did all this rioting, when they go back to their jobs as being cops, being doctors, dentists, lawyers, people, you know what I'm saying? People that just go back, the same person that you probably sit down and have coffee with every morning. Those are the people. That's what you got to be worried about. That's
and Brother B, you
got to
remember, we still live in a country where there are parts of the country where they still reenact the North and South.
Exactly.
You know how they used to
always,
usually around July the 4th, when the North beat the South, they reenact it in plays and that kind of thing where the South actually won. And then they get in full Civil War regalia, and they go out with muskets and hats and the whole thing. This is the kind of thing that a lot of people still live with in huge sections of the country.
I'd like to give it to Lady T. Lady T, anything like to add on?
To what? No.
No,
thank you.
In general. No.
I'm good.
No, okay. Okay. But I have to move on. Lately, this relates to Colin Kaepernick again and freedom of speech, because Donald Trump over the weekend got banned from Twitter, basically social media, everything, even Spotify. He can't even download music. He even got banned from Pornhub. So he can't even watch porn anymore for the time being. That's how bad it is.
Well, he can pay off for his own porn. $130,000 is nothing to him,
apparently.
And to Sean Black, over his four years as president, Donald Trump tweeted over 5,000 times in four years.
My goodness.
I'm sure
he
that old.
He had nothing to do. He did. This is someone who didn't even take his job. This is someone who didn't even take his job seriously.
He didn't. He tweeted about it.
He tweeted. He did not take his job seriously because we've never seen a president who spent more time on social media than actually doing something.
But he never had a job.
He never had a job.
That's true.
Are we missing something with Twitter? You know, when it was all good and gravy for him to get his message out, they were okay with having him up there. Now that he's acting a fool and the country is looking bad, now we want to close his account. No, leave it open even more. I want to hear now what he has to say.
They don't want to be held legally liable. They don't want to be held liable.
They're afraid of it. And you know what? They're afraid because this is what it is. Mark Zuckerberg and all the other heads, they're really scared. They're scared. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
they don't
want to
lose money.
He was on trial. It's not about that. It's about they don't want to.
No.
They don't want to make it look like they're a part of this. You are.
Exactly.
You were when he
was
making his points.
But,
like, come on.
Like we're the ones giving
you know
him
what
the
it
platform.
Is?
Yeah, we're giving him the platform.
Wanna,
they're scared of that. That's what they're scared of.
They're not scared. I'm sorry.
I'll sum it up in one way between Twitter, Pornhub, and all these Spotify. They want to cover their asses. That's what it's about.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Cover their asses.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Exactly.
And but because of Trump, they all made money, and that's what it kept them on. Trump used social media as power. Remember, like I said many times on the show, Trump saved Twitter. Twitter was on its way out because Facebook was blowing up. People stopped using Twitter until Trump took over and sold out his business to the whole world. And look at Twitter stocks and everything. It went through the
One of the problems that Twitter had. Twitter had a problem trying to profit off of the platform. And they couldn't, remember, like you were saying, they were on their way out. They didn't know what they were going to do, and they didn't know how to be able to make money off of the platform. Now in the last 4 or 5 years, you're seeing everybody out of the woodwork, people that think like Trump, people that act like Trump, people that don't even act like them, that may agree and want a discussion, now they're getting clicks, now they're getting tweets and retweets. People are putting now commercial branding next to the tweets to try to monetize it now. So,
but Sean Black, my major question to you now. Sean Black, my major question, with Twitter, I know the answer. But this is a violation of freedom of speech. You know that.
No, it's not. I'll tell you why. Because it's not freedom of speech. The president can go out and have a press conference and say whatever he wants. Twitter is not free speech. Neither is Facebook. Neither is Instagram. Because they're all privately owned companies. And if a privately owned company has their own set of rules and regulations, you are subject to their rules and regulations. If you violate what they say are their rules and regulations for a privately owned company, you fall to their discretion of punishment, et cetera. Parler, which is another one of those was a right-wing conservative talking conversation app that allow people of like minds to actually be able to converse amongst themselves and have the same ideals. They lost their entire app because of, one, a lot of the hate speech that went behind it, but it violated the app, the licensees to be able to hold it through Apple, through Google, through Amazon, and that violated their terms and conditions. So they lost their hosting ideology, and then they're going to go out. And that's one of the reasons why.
But, Sean, to your point, yes, you have to go by the rules, but trust me, they pick and choose all the time. With Brother B and I, we get in trouble for saying what we want to say. But
exactly.
We see people have done far worse.
I'm not saying it isn't hypocritical. It's definitely hypocritical because this should have been done a long time ago. But what the issue that happened with Trump is because he was the president of the United States, every tweet that he did was public knowledge. It was something that went on the public record, almost as if somebody is writing in a journal for public record to be recorded. Until these things, because remember, Twitter it wasn't really that long ago that they started putting the disclaimers in the president's tweets that this is factually inaccurate. We're going to flag it. We're going to put something, a disclaimer there. You can't just blatantly say things that aren't true. And it has gotten to the point where almost every tweet that came out of this president's account was something blasphemous, wrong, or twisted, and they had no choice. Now, we can talk about how the hypocrisy blew in the face. We all know what really happened.
Go ahead, brother. But can I ask you, wait, Sean Black and the rest of you guys, can I ask this question? So basically, what Trump was doing, in my opinion, it was nothing different from when they had these little recordings of Osama bin Laden and making videos and telling people to go do this and go do that, even though it was a so-called interpreter and we never really understood what was being said. Subliminally, he's sending his messages through these tweets, through Facebook, through all these media channels. Because no matter how you choose to not look at it, it's the same damn thing. So to sit there and go on TV and say, oh, well, you know, it, basically he said, oh, I won, I was robbed, and all those people were nice. That's inflammatory. Right there, that's you know what I'm saying? To say that, you're sending the message, and these companies are like, yo, I'm not trying to be involved with that because that means we're being the Paul Revere for your hate speech because technically that's what it is.
Okay. And it's not like that anything that the president has said or done hasn't actually led to other people's deaths, either directly or indirectly. Remember all of the stuff that happened during the hurricanes, the inaction that the president and the government took with Hurricane Maria. Remember how Puerto Rico, how long it took for them to get power down there. And he decided to just go down there, and he went on Twitter and attacked the president in Puerto Rico. So those kinds of things, it makes you wonder why Twitter, why Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, didn't do a lot of this stuff earlier. And it's not until the optics of what happened last Wednesday that showed it's reared its ugly head that we got the response, because now you got companies backing away from anything that had anything to do with the president.
Exactly.
Well, they're
exactly
making money from
it.
It's common sense, Sean. If you make money, you continue to do it. That's the bottom line. Money talks, BS walks, like you always say.
I even think the vice president is backing away from him.
Yeah, the vice president.
Yes.
And a lot, and you know what? Shockingly, some people from his own party are even backing away from him, and they're facing a lot of backlash because of that.
Okay. All right. Brother B, a couple of times you and I had talked about something that we've noticed lately, you brought this to my attention, about interracial couples. That lately in commercials, all of a sudden, they've been a black guy, white woman, or vice versa, in commercials. And also, you showed me a video earlier on Facebook of one of the guys at the Capitol Hill crying for his life, saying that he's not racist, his wife is black, or he's dating a black woman, something like that. But overall, this is your segment. What's your why you brought this up to my attention about interracial couples lately in commercials?
You know, it's not like I'm not against it. You can love who you love, but what I don't like, see, what's bothering me, that's one of the reasons why I'm glad you guys do the Absolute Truth and I do the Menu, because this media is so hypocritical. And they, once again, it's that subliminal message. Listen, you know how many times I've seen commercials or seen ads where you see the black woman with the kid, but there's no ring. But yet you see the white woman with the kid, and then there's a ring. So I'm looking at these commercials, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't forget the father.
There's never a father around. So when I turn around and see these commercials with like Nissan, all right. How many commercials do you need to make where there's always the white guy and the black woman and some weird-looking kids in the back? And I'm like, okay, once. Then I see it again. And it's like after a while it starts to become a pattern. Because, how many commercials am I seeing or things am I seeing where there's a black man and a white woman? How many? And like I said, I don't have any issue with it. But it's just that the message that you're trying to send out, it makes me uncomfortable. Because it makes me seem like, what, black men are no good?
I know, Sean,
do you remember about 3 years ago?
The Cheerio commercial, I know,
Sean. Oh, yeah, the Cheerio commercial. That raised up.
That's exactly what I was about to bring up. The craziness everybody brought up when that commercial came on. When we talked about that on this show 3 years ago, when that commercial came on, and everybody was in outrage. How can this be? Why is there so many this mixed family and everything? And I'm not going to buy another box of Cheerios again. And it's like, really? So now this is starting to become the norm. And it's not just in the car commercials. I'm seeing them in insurance commercials. I'm seeing them in commercials where people are selling food, macaroni and cheese commercials, et cetera, et cetera. It's all over the place now. I mean, it's a little more representative of what's happening in the country now, but it's becoming much more normalized.
Yeah, but Bernie and I talk about, like, why now? What, because of Black Lives Matter? Or they try to kiss our ass and everything? But why can't it be just a black family?
It's really normalized for TV. You barely see that in the communities, in certain communities, the interracial couples. You have to go to certain communities and really see that. So I don't know.
Exactly.
The commercials that bother me also is the HIV commercial. I have yet to see a Caucasian person in it. I keep seeing, the gay black guy couples.
Exactly.
And it's
everything
is black as if we're the carriers. But okay. No problem.
Like it's only black gays. It's like, what are you talking about? You know, that's the thing that really gets me. I'm like, huh? Nobody says nothing about.
Are we overreacting? Like, why this is brought to our attention right away? Like, wait a minute. Like you say, Lacey, why we all see a black gay couple, and or once again a black guy, white guy? Why is always a black involved in this situation? Is it trying to make equal rights or make it equality?
I don't think so. It's kind of like, you know, when you was growing up and you was watching all the, I love Disney cartoons still, but now that I got older, certain ones, you can kind of read between the lines. Now, oh, that's what they meant.
You
so
can see the subtext involved.
Yeah.
Like the Dumbo, like, let's not forget Dumbo, those crows. Shaking my head to that.
Okay, Sean Black.
Yeah, I think when we start to, like I said before, we're seeing a lot more commercials are trying, this is what they'll tell you, is that they're trying to normalize, like what we've talked about, you're seeing more gay couples in commercials as something that is regular in selling products, because that is much more reflective of how society has become. But we remember all of the outroar, the uproars that were going on when we used to see, as a matter of fact, about a month or so ago, we heard about Hallmark, where there was an issue where there was a gay marriage commercial, and the commercial had gotten yanked off of television, and then other sponsors got upset with Hallmark because of that reasoning. It was like, why would you yank that off? Because that's representative of things happening in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reverse. Mm-hmm. I think part of it is that I think Wall Street and Madison Avenue, they realize the money stream involved, that other people that look at these commercials are other people of walks of life, actually have money. So really the only color that should matter to them is the color of the money in their pocket and not the color on their skin, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And to Lady T, my last question for you. The first Black Bachelor happened. It's on TV. I don't know too much about it, but it finally happened. You know, people made some noise, and then you have your first Black Bachelor. I don't know if you watched the show, but what's your thoughts about that? Is it about time, or is it something, once again, that's forced it upon them because people was making noise?
I actually auditioned for it, but got turned down because they said they don't like big booty chicks.
I'm not touching that one.
Well, that's not a bachelor show. I want to see if they don't put that in there. My goodness.
If I can't see Lady on TV, I don't want to watch the show, right?
You stupid. But I'm not impressed. Listen, I'm tired of The Bachelor. You know, it was good when it first started. It was believable when it first started, I should say. Now, I just think it's a nice act. Okay, finally. He looks like a charming guy, a nice guy. But his, I don't know how he worded it. I'm just going to summarize what he, you know, said, it's like he's going in there with, you know, morals. Like he really thinks that he's going to meet someone. You know what I mean? And I'm wondering, it's very interesting because I forgot how many girls it is.
I think it's 24.
By the end of the show, I'm sure he's going to kiss a few of them. Who knows if he's going to get hot and heavy. So I don't think he should come in there with any intentions of finding a wife. If it happens, that's excellent for him. But me, I would, if I was him, I'm just going in there. If you find love, you find love. Yeah, who knows where you're going to find love, to be honest with you. But, you know, it's a nice script for him. So I don't, it's not believable for me. It's a nice script. But,
I'm not going to lie to you. Me in a room with 24 ladies, it's paradise.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, hello. But last but not least, unfortunately, another racial topic to bring up. Real quick, there was a story about a woman accusing a teenager, a black teenager, a white woman accused a black teenager of stealing her phone back in a hotel room in New York City. Was to find out that he didn't steal the phone, of course. She left her phone in the Uber cab, and the Uber were nice enough to bring the phone back to the owner. But, of course, everything was caught on video. Chaos happened. Sean, I know you love these type of topics. What's your takeaway from this?
Well, of course, go to me first on this one. It's sad. We have
You brought this story to me. I'm sorry. You brought this story to me, okay? I'm giving it back to you.
I'll bottom line it for you. We have the epitome of what a lot of people look at as the quote-unquote modern millennial, which is somebody who is an entitled, spoiled mindset that thinks everything is about them. And she even had enough gumption. I think TMZ did an interview when she fled to California that she said she's not racist because she's Puerto Rican. And I said, what the heck does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
Exactly.
You know? There are plenty of racists in all races.
Exactly.
And they know
that
they're racist Jewish people, they're racist blacks, racist Asian American,
racist
Indian American. It doesn't make a difference. Now, the issue here is she was allowed literally to assault a teenager who didn't know who it was and has traumatized this kid. And as I brought this up to Hot Rod, I said, what would have happened if this woman was a black male or a black female and did this to a white teenager? And this was all caught on camera. Would we have the same discussions of, well, she got extradited from California. She was able to leave to go to California after assaulting a young kid. And then going out to California and doing an interview on TV and then going back. No, there wouldn't have been any of this stuff. One, she would have been arrested on the spot.
Oh, well, Phil, you spoil yourself a title all the time. What's your thought about that?
I spoil myself in what?
And you're self-entitled all the time. You play that role. What do you think about that?
Oh, God. You know, it's disgraceful that someone, no matter what color they are, would attack a teenager. That's just ridiculous. And if they find her guilty, they find her guilty. I mean, you have no business touching a minor child, no matter what the color is.
She's in jail right now, for the record. She's in jail right now for something else.
She describes herself as super sweet. She describes herself as super sweet. I'm like, there was nothing super sweet about what you did, grabbing a kid and assaulting him. Why would you jump on him and swear that he's the one who took your phone? Why would you do that for?
And Brother B, were you surprised that the hotel at that time basically took her side of the story and not the father or the son, even though there were guests at that hotel? Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, I am. That manager needs to be fired. I hope he lost his job. I don't mean to wish anyone bad, but that right there, like, she wasn't even a guest at the hotel currently. but yet she came in there demanding this, this, that, and the third, and you automatically took her side. Why?
Exactly.
And she went, now you took her side before you took a current guest side. She wasn't even at the hotel anymore, but yet you took her side before you took the people who were in the hotel currently. That's one thing that gets me, but I got one to throw at all of you. Well, I got one to throw at Hot Rod and Lady T, because I know you guys are both parents. His father was there. So what would, I wonder what would any, but everybody can basically answer on this. What if the father would have just shoved her back once he grabbed, once she grabbed the kids? I mean, reaction, any parent, any parent, any parent, you grabbing my kid, yo, I, it's a wrap for you.
Yeah,
what would have happened to him?
Unfortunately, that's the wrong thing. No, I agree with you. I'm sorry, Lacey, you want to go first or you want me to take over?
No, I was just picturing what I would have did to her, especially the I'm not racist and all of this. Just stop it right there. You know, it's just sad with just with the whole scenario with that. That's why you have certain black kids in certain areas. They didn't even do the crime, but they did the time because of stupid things like this. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like she doesn't know how dangerous that is, and, you know, that kid could have got arrested or whatever the case may be. You know, it's hard to bail them out and all sorts of stuff. They don't care about the process. It's just he did it, and that's it. And they took the word for it.
This is the complete explanation of what happened. Her apology was, yes, the footage shows me attacking his son. Of attacks on him now, yelling at him, yes. Okay, I apologize. Can we move on?
No, we can't move on from this.
No. And Lady, this happened far too often.
Always blaming a young black kid.
She said perfectly
what I was, the question that I asked earlier. What did you say, Lady T, about other kids who didn't do the crime but they're paying the time?
Yeah, it happens a lot. I've seen that a lot.
This creates that racism.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like it's a black woman that did it to a black kid. This is some white or some Spanish chick who says she's Spanish that did it to a black kid. This was a white hotel person who said, a manager who said, oh, you did it. You're guilty. And he's not understanding why. And then his father has to break it down to him. Oh, it's about color. This creates...
Well, to answer your question, Brother B, knowing me, I probably would have lost my mind and I probably would end up in jail. Because you put a hand on my child, that's it.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame
him.
You're
asking
for trouble.
Am I right for that? No, because the right thing to do, the father did the right thing. He recorded everything, but at the same time, it doesn't help you. What a way the justice system is today, you know?
Actually, in the eyes of the law, you would have been justified because she physically put her hand on your child. So
exactly.
You can't say that you were wrong because she physically attacked your child. So you have every right to defend your minor child in the eyes of the law.
You would think so, Brother B, but it'll still be an assault case that he would have to go through and so forth.
Of course.
So listen.
Yeah.
And even worse, look at what the result is of the child, because now the child has got PTSD. The kid can't look at his phone.
He got traumatized.
The father actually said he tried to hug his son, and the son said no. He ran away from his dad. He's still spooked.
That trauma is going to be carried on. Don't think that's going to be, I'm going to go see a therapist and it's going to get easier.
No, it's not going away.
Sorry to say.
It's not going away.
And this is a Grammy Award-winning musician. That this happened.
Mm-hmm.
His son.
Mm-hmm.
Grammy Award.
And that's, once again, it could happen to anyone, no matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yep. Grammy Award or what, you know?
It don't matter as long as you're black.
Situation. Yeah, and that's the sad part about this. Brother B, tomorrow night you have a special show going on right here on Block Talk Radio at 8:30, right?
Yes, sir. I'm going to say a lot of things that I couldn't say on your show. I'm just going to let it rip.
That's right. Let it all out.
I'm going to let it rip.
Let it all out. And, folks,
listen, like I had a can of beans, brother. I'm gonna let it out.
Oh, of course.
That's right.
Oh, that is so nasty. Yeah, why you gotta end it like that? Ew.
Everybody gotta close their nose, eh?
Allow me to say this. Well, I'm kind of glad I ain't hear that annoying caller tonight. I'm very happy about that.
You might hear
okay, we'll get it tomorrow.
Oh,
we'll get it tomorrow. Oh, that was
man.
So
Uncle
sorry.
Remus is gonna call.
Stop
we hope Uncle Remus doesn't
what's his name?
Call.
Fiancé?
Thank you all.
Yeah, stop saying something about
thank you all. Have a good night. Stay safe. I have no words.
Good night. Be safe, people.
The pleasure was all yours. Good grief.
Later. Oh, my goodness. Later.
Later.